for. He does speaking engagements all over the world. He's worked with over 4,500 executives and 350 client companies across five continents. He's done just so many things in media with the Academy of Television of Arts and Sciences, and just has done so many different things. And his brand new book called Dare became an Amazon bestseller within days of its release. And when you meet him and when we talk about the book, you're going to find out why. His name is Scott Weisen, and we are very pleased to welcome him to New Jersey today. Hey, Scott, it's Bert Barron. Welcome to New Jersey today. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much, Bert. Look forward to talking with you.
Oh, man, this book is just outstanding. The subtitle of the book, and again, the book is called Dare, the subtitle, Accepting the Challenge of Trusting Leadership. And when I see a sentence like that, to me, the word leadership really encompasses a lot of things. It's our elected officials. It's our work supervisors. It's people who are in positions of power within the community. And this book really sort of investigates and goes back and looks at what do we need to do to restore trust in leadership? Is that really what this book is about?
Exactly right, Bert. So my experience and observation over the past 20 years in working with leaders from all walks of life, all over the U.S. and even globally, has indicated to me that there's been a serious breakdown in trust, and in particular, the way that people view leaders. So one of the easiest first litmuses for me was when I just had conversations with my own kids and asked them a simple question, who do you trust outside of your own parents in the world in which you live? And the stunning responses that you get from that generation, which is essentially no one. So whether it's a teacher, a football coach, an elected official, a teacher, a principal, anybody that we grew up viewing as people who you could trust, who would always give you an honest answer, now are looked at with a great deal of skepticism and distrust. It's affecting the way the world operates. It's affecting business in a huge way.
Yeah.
And the purpose of the book is to ask people to join a crusade, essentially, to try to bring trust back into our lives by daring them to just be more honest, be more authentic, be more transparent with your spoken word, and try to rebuild trust in the world and the influence in which you live.
So it's almost, it's a way of saying that, well, honesty is what really leads to trust and elevates that trust between whether it's two companies, two people, a guy and a girl going on a date. Honesty is what really leads to the trust factor there. And boy, it just seems like it's been eroding in recent years. I mean, whether you go back to, I don't know when is this whole thing really kind of started, but boy, trust is just the foundation of everything, whether it's a business deal or, you know, whether it's, a new friend on the block or somebody, you know, trust is really the base. It's the foundation of everything. How do we get trust restored back in our society, in our daily lives? What are some steps we can take?
Well, that's exactly what the book discusses. So it goes through a number of different situations and scenarios in the business community, you know, whether you're a customer, whether you're a company selling something, or you're providing a service, or whatever walk of life that you're in, how through your communication, the way in which you deal with people, you can begin to move that trust needle forward and start to take deception, which has become the default position of everybody, and take that out of the way in which you communicate with people. So it's simple things. Like, for example, when you call a company to, you know, an airlines to change a ticket or something like that, and, you know, you hear a recording that says, your business is very important to us, your queue time is 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously? I mean, if my business was that important to you, how could you put me on hold for 45 minutes? So, you know, cut the deception out of all of this and just start being straight with people. And when you do that, what we found through the work that we do at Speakeasy with businesses is that when they begin to be honest and when they begin to be transparent with their clients, with their employees, with their customers, the results are remarkable, absolutely remarkable. That's all people want. They're just starving for somebody to step up and just be straight with them.
Yep.
And when you do, they will reward you with their business, with their loyalty, with their commitment, and so on.
Our guest is Scott Weiss, author of the incredible new book called Dare, Which is available through the online sites where you could purchase copies of the book. And also, Scott, you said this book is actually available, and it's pretty interesting that this is available in airports and is selling very well in airports. Would you recommend maybe CEOs, CFOs who are going to take a plane ride somewhere? This is recommended reading for that plane ride, right?
It was exactly targeted for that purpose. So the book is 135 pages. It takes about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to read if you're a slow reader. So it's perfect for a plane ride or a short afternoon out on the patio where you can get a great deal of value on the little things that you can do, no matter what you do in your life, to help you come across more trusting to those around you.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to be devoting some of my time this weekend to reading the book because I can't wait to dive into it because trust to me is paramount, whether it's the people around me here at the radio station, people in my neighborhood. I just want to be able to trust them, and I want them to know that they can trust me. I mean, how can I get people to trust me more, Scott? How do I do that? I'm in a pretty trustworthy position here, I think, but how do I get people to trust me more?
Well, again, it really comes down to your persona and how authentic people experience you, your ability to be vulnerable. You know, when people who are in a position of influence are willing to admit mistakes or admit that they don't have the answer, the people that work around them respect them significantly more. I mean, there's nothing more valuable to an employee as when the person they work for actually says, you know what, I made a mistake. Or I don't have the answer,
yeah,
and I need your help. That's what people thrive on. It's the ability to see people for who they really are, and none of us have all the answers, and none of us are perfect. We just need to be more real. So I would say the more authentic and real and transparent you can come across with the people you work with, the more respect and the more trust you will earn. And I would also say that anybody who's a parent, I can't tell you how important that is for today's youth, because their world has been rocked in, you know, the last 20 years. It's been scandal after scandal after scandal.
Yeah.
These poor kids, they have nobody they can look up to and expect to get the truth from. And it's really sad.
Yeah.
And we all have an obligation to help change the world in which they're going to be in for the next 40, 50 years.
That's right. Yeah, the responsibility kind of comes back to us. Scott Weiss, author of the book there, I want to congratulate you on really a brilliant piece of literature here. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon as well. Do you have a website? How do folks get some more information about Speakeasy, where you talk to executives and companies around the world?
Sure. I'll give you two sites that are easy to get to. The first one is Speakeasy, which is www.speakeasyinc.com, speakeasyinc.com. And then the book website is www.darethebook.com.
Darethebook.com. Sounds good. Well, Scott, it's been a real pleasure talking to you this afternoon, my friend. Continued success, and thank you again for the time, okay?
Thank you, Bert. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. You be well. All right. I'm telling you, this book is a home run. And in fact, in some coming days and weeks here on New Jersey Today, I'm going to be giving you a chance to win a copy of the book Dare that you could read for yourself. And I'm telling you, you will not be able to put this book down. But let me thank Scott Weiss for being my guest here on New Jersey Today and to hear to talk about the book.